Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the Ultimate Body Wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker and Nose Trimmer, Crop Preserver and Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped. And we probably, I mean, like, do we, you know, pull it back a notch? Do we keep it, let it rip?
I feel like we've got to let it rip.
Well, I mean,
but I also don't want to get banned. I know.
You know. I mean, we get banned from here, we're fucked.
I know. You're right.
You're probably, you know, taking a furlough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
So you might want to read Bible stories over here, bitch.
Yes, sir.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only forgotten son.
Shut up.
God, that's why you're my man.
Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
That's right.
It's disgusting that you even know that.
I think it's kind of pimp, to be honest with you. I'm trying to see if we're live or not.
We should be now.
All right, we're good. I got us up. I got us up on the Mix Minus. Hello, everybody. Hello, Country Girl. Hello, DDP. Hello, Mitch. We are now exclusively our after shows, our little Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with Blommel Captivation on Friday. For the next 90 days, I'm assuming are going to be exclusively here on YouTube. So I say, let's fucking make it the best that we can. And
what
blow,
if you
and,
win the appeal?
And yeah, well, if we win the appeal, we're going back. I have busted my ass. Lana Turner told me, hi, it's Bubba, how are you? Today's after show. Lana Turner took me aside and said, why are you not repurposing a lot of your original stuff on Facebook? I'm like, well, I put a link on our Facebook. You can double dip. I'm like, really? Yeah. So, you know, I started consciously kind of really paying attention to Facebook. I don't know, probably, hell, I could look on my little creator page as to when I really started. But Blitz, remember first we had to get qualified. We had to hit like,
yeah,
300,000 viewing minutes in 2 weeks or something. And so then we qualified for that, and then we qualified to be able to do in-stream adding, and it's been like a 5 or 6 month process to be able to get
Facebook to the level that it is today. And quite frankly, it generates a pretty decent amount of money for us. Facebook and YouTube do about the same amount of money, and it's pretty significant. It's pretty not too shabby. And you know, it's just another way for us to monetize our content. And then we have somebody who's fucking with us. Let's just be honest. And we have a pretty good idea as to where these group of people, who they are aligned with. And I used to be the guy back in the day that would get on Twitter and get on a war with somebody and have a full-blown meltdown and shit like that, and then say, hey, Bubba Army, this guy right here is fucking with me. And then they would go blast him and dox him and find his name. It was just not cool.
Right.
Now, I'm just telling the Bubba Army, we've got to kind of fight back. And these people that are fucking with me, they have alliances to programs that you should maybe start fucking with. And, you know, because I've sat back here and just said, well, they'll eventually get tired of fucking with me. And I'm bigger than they are. But I'm not going to let them. The final straw was me getting a 90-day Facebook deal. They first fucked with me on my OnlyFans. Blitz, we're still fighting through that.
Yep.
They fucked with me on my Twitch. They got me suspended for a week on that. And now they've gone to Facebook and got me suspended for 90 days on that. And Blitz, like, what the fuck? Like,
that's a quarter year.
That's like, we've never even had a violation. And our first one out of the hole is a 90?
Yeah, that's
fuck off.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's okay.
So, the Bubba Army is very savvy. I'm not telling you to do anything. I'm just saying, you know what? Put your head on a fucking swivel. Pay attention. Look around. Figure shit out. And you know what? Maybe somebody would have to go through the cancellation / getting sniped pain that I have gone through. And maybe their people will finally leave us the fuck alone. Let's stop being, you know, passive aggressive. Think we are better than them. But they fuck their fuckers.
Right.
Fuckers.
Fuckers.
You fuckers. Lynn Bailey, 50 cash Canadian. I'm gonna be quick on a lummy. I
see
really,
that.
Yeah.
Was it?
And let's not. And listen.
Was it cash or super chat?
I know
super
it was
chat.
Super oh, okay. chat. Super chat.
You have to say super chat.
You can always go cash if you want, ladies and gentlemen. PayPal at thebubbaarmy.com. Always. Or we can go super chat too. Let's continue super to chat. Build this YouTube up. By the way, if you know somebody that's not subscribed to our YouTube, subscription numbers mean a lot. I'd like to hit 50,000 one of these days. I think that's pretty far away, especially with as much attention that I've been turning towards Facebook. But, you know, maybe, Nalemi, I should become a little YouTube whore for the next 90 days because I'm forced to. And, you know, see if we can get over 50K.
Facebook, does Facebook have the same monetization as YouTube with the royalty-free music and stuff?
Yeah.
They both have the same thing?
They're pretty tough on it. Both of them are. I think YouTube's the toughest of tough. Here's what I don't understand, Blitz. We put both of the shows up. The same show that we put up on Facebook is also the same show that is still up on YouTube. And it's not a problem at YouTube. But why is it a problem on Facebook? Now, I know Blitz, the answer he wants to blurt out. I know Blitz, inside of his little fucking head speak, he's like, it's not yet, but it could be.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just wish they would tell us what it was so that we could go from there.
Hi, Big Red. How are you? Hi, Anna.
Hi.
How you doing? Did you have a good little lunch?
Yes, I did. Thank you so much
What'd
for
asking. What'd
you
have, Yogi?
I have the same thing every day, Bubba. I have a banana. I have some... fat-free.
You need to adjust your microphone. You got your you like the dicks coming in from the back of your head. You're always supposed to be side dick at it. You know that.
Sorry. And then some cashews.
Yeah, you didn't. I had a Crunch Fitness deal. Blitz, I broke into the pantry and took a couple.
Oh. Okay. Which ones?
The peanut butter ones that I like.
Oh, okay, good.
Those are good as fuck.
Those are good.
And like, I can't take anything I want in there. I'll take.
I know. I forgot to take those out.
What do you mean? Forgot to take those out?
That, yeah. forgot to take those out.
Are those your specific?
That box is, yeah, but that, you're good.
I mean, did the company buy it or did you
that,
buy it?
That box I bought, but there is, so the fans did buy some, so you're good. Like, I can
replace.
Yeah, you're good.
All right. Blitz gets a little possessive on his shit. And a lot of my a lot of my shit he thinks is his shit, but then a lot of his shit I think is my shit. So, mm-hmm. You know.
It evens out.
No, it's all right.
I am gummed up. I am gummed the fuck up. Because, you know, I got to sit here and try to, and listen, my job ain't that, well, my job is really hard. Everybody would be doing it, first of all, so I'm very talented. Thanks. So.
Now that that's sorted.
Yeah. Now that we got that.
I mean, let's
just
be honest with you.
No,
who the fuck?
Know.
What man would not want to live my life? I mean, I'm not making a lot of money, but I'm making a living. I got a nice truck. I got a mm-hmm. good girl. I got a nice place to stay. I'm making money. I own a racetrack that I have no debt on. I own a business that's profitable enough to pay you know, 4 or 5 employees,
mm-hmm.
rent. You know, I mean, we are making money.
We are.
And I'm able to come in here and do a radio program that I like. And it's not a radio program that I have to fucking worry about. Cox doesn't like it, or Beasley doesn't like it, or iHeart doesn't like it, or I need to play, you know, 4 classic rock songs in an hour and suck corporate dick. No. It's a show that I can pretty much do the way I want. And the 8 or 9 terrestrial radio stations that I have are all not controlled by Conglomerate America, so they don't fuck with me much either. They know that they're getting an unbelievable quality morning show that has been blackballed by the rest of the radio industry. So who wouldn't want to be me? Want to be me? I'm relatively healthy. I'm funny as fuck. Mm-hmm. I'm talented.
Very fun.
I mean, there's a lot.
Very interesting life.
There's a lot of guys that are, you know, have a fucking menial job and they come home to a fucking bitch they don't like. And they got 2 kids that are fucking driving them crazy, and they can't, you know, go out with the boys and have fun, and they can't go out racing, and they don't own race cars, and fucking, you know, shit. Like, I got some cool shit going on. But when that business is jeopardized by a bunch of fucking haters and not shit that I've necessarily, listen, I've been my own worst enemy on some situations where I lost, you know, lost a lot. And I controlled it. It's my fault. But I can't control what's happening to me now. Because it's just a mass cancellation. And I don't even know what I'm doing to get me canceled. Does the word white trash, does that, some people have insinuated or have intimated that that potentially could be it. Really? Are you fucking kidding me? I'm getting ready. I call myself the finest strain of Indiana white trash.
Scooter, $20 super chat.
That's a new one. Bubba calls himself a name, but that name cannot be parlayed on the radio to others or even uttered about himself. Can I not say, hi, I'm a white fat ass. Hi, I'm a white fat ass. Is that a racial slur? Well, to maybe a white fat ass it is, but if you are one, why can't you say it? What's that?
That was loud.
What was that?
I was checking our stream, and the volume was up.
That or I'm on fucking fire.
You're on fire.
For sure.
But
no, I posted the link to the Facebook.
But oh, thank you. But you know, here's what. But so when I get fucked with by these trolls, these 8 or 9 little fucking nerds that are that have an allegiant to 2 other radio programs and have, and all they do is fuck with me. And they don't fuck with me because I'm not a factor. They don't fuck with me because I suck. They don't mess with me because I'm barely making a living. They don't mess with me because the show sucks. It's unlistenable. People hear it for the first time and be like, ah, what the, that's fucking, that's horrible. No, they mess with me because I'm a threat, because I'm making a comeback, because we're on fire right now. We all get along. We're making money. We're the number one monetized radio show in the world on Twitch. A lot of these fucks are trying to do the Twitch deal and aren't doing shit on it. Did you know, Blitz, that we're the number 100 in fit? We're number in the entire Twitchosphere. We rank almost top 150. Mm-hmm. We're 153 or 2.
Yep.
Overall, out of like 10 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm getting fucked with. And now they are causing me to potentially lose monetization platforms that are doing really well, which allow me to pay my bills, which allow me to live my life, which allow me to do this show for you, which allow me to have the likes of Anna Hummel and Blitz and my son and Lummy and Dan Diaco. Well, we don't pay Dan nothing. Hi, who's this?
Bubba, hey, sorry to hear about what happened to you on Facebook.
No,
what can I
no,
do?
Oh,
no.
No.
Hold on. You can't be calling me. You can't. You're not supposed to be calling me. That's a violation.
Violation of what? What can I do to help pay?
No. Hold
damage?
On. I filed a temporary restraining order against you. There's a Tampa police. There's a TPD investigation, ongoing investigation, and that requires you not to call or come to my radio. Do not call me and do not show up to my station. I'm telling you, you are violating it. You're going to get in trouble. You're going to be in trouble. Stop calling me. I met with a detective yesterday and gave them the final thumb drive they needed of you being out here. You're fucked, buddy. They're going to arrest you. You broke the law. You're fucking with me. So I've always just said, wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. But, you know, I'm not going to fight back. I'm not going to play their game. I'm not going to hurt.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Harass their sponsors. I'm not going to do any of that. I don't have the time to. I don't have time to listen to the radio and write down the fucking sponsors and then get a hold of them and tell them.
They work on you.
But you guys do.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Not collectively who work here, but I can't tell the Bubba Army what to do and not to do.
Right.
Here's what I'll say. You do whatever you think's best. Keep me out of it. Right? Blitz, that's keep me out of it. You're not directed by me. You're not, I've not told you to do anything. You're doing anything on your own. Be a gentleman. Be polite. Don't harass people. There you go. Hi, Anna. How are you?
Good. I'm well. Thank you so much for asking.
Lummi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Bubba.
When do you want to shave the goats? Groom.
Yeah.
Groom.
Well, it's a 90% chance on a Thursday. It's going to be a little cooler this weekend.
It's
going to
start raining late tonight.
Maybe next week, Lummi.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe like early next week.
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Tuesday, Wednesday?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Is that you, Hum?
Yeah.
I'm Bubs and you're Hum.
Okay.
Is that you, Hum?
Yeah, that was me. Sorry. A little tickle.
How did Flapping Gaps go?
Really well. I love your sister so much.
And
she
what
loves me.
What did you guys talk about? Did you guys talk about you and Blitz?
Yeah, a little bit at the end. Yes, we did.
What else did you talk about? How rich she is?
How rich she is?
Yeah.
No, we didn't discuss that.
She's so rich. I love her.
We talked about a lot of stuff.
She's so rich. I love her.
Hey, Blitz, would that be a good picture? Would that be a good shirt to have pointing to your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Right?
She's so rich. I love her.
She's so rich. Da, da, da. I love her. I think I love her.
That's right. I went to Sprouts a couple weeks ago and Anna paid. And I told the cashier, I said, that's my sugar mama.
It was humiliating.
Why? That should make you be like, I'm Big Ballin.
It was like $20.
I don't want you to call me a sugar mama.
Sprouts, I know. That's why I said it.
She's my sugar mama. I'm like, brought Lummi, Brussels sprouts.
Technically, Ashley's your sugar mama.
Yes, that is true.
I mean, you know, please.
Wyatt Harris, $10. Super chat.
Super chat, Willie, man. Thank you. Hello.
Bubba.
Yeah.
I am also a white fat ass, and I just needed to give you an uplifting message. I don't think you
are you there?
Often enough.
I'm sorry. You cut. I didn't hear anything. What's
that was
going
your
on?
Headphones because he was coming through. Everyone else is just
know,
fine.
I know. My fat thumb hit my headphone.
Willie, okay.
I'm so, sir, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm so shot the fuck out. I'm so mad right now that I can't even hardly fucking function.
That's why I'm trying to help you out with this message that screw those people. You're the best. You're the greatest. Nobody
I know, but they're, but hold
world.
On. But they're costing me now tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, but you've been to the bottom of the barrel.
No,
Bubba,
but hold on. I'm not going to fucking lose $10,000, $15,000 a month because these people want to start fucking with me. I'm not. Not
well,
when,
what
when,
can
not,
we do? What can Bubba Army do?
Well, I mean, you know, they have to make a living too. Start doing the same thing to them that they're doing to us. Blitz, it's just, I mean, I got to understand, Blitz, if you're watching something and you don't like it, there's buttons that you can hit that you're offended by. Aren't there offensive buttons? If you're watching a certain show or whatever, I'm just telling you, man. I'm done.
Well, I'm on board with the button hit, and I'm going to start smashing every button I find with these son of a bitches, and I don't even know who they are.
Find out who they are. Listen to the show. Write down their clients. Get a hold of their clients. Say, I can't believe you advertised with this show. Are you fucking kidding me? This guy's a scumbag. He does this, and this.
Problem is you can't really do that to someone who drives Uber Eats.
The moral of my call, though, is keep doing what you're doing. There's nobody else out there that can keep us riveted like we are to this. I laugh, I cry, I scream.
There's
no other radio show out there that can do that.
And you know what sucks, sir? Have I been so blackballed and fucked by these very people that are fucking with me right now that I don't even have an opportunity to go to like a major market, a Chicago or a New York and L.A., where if our show would be heard terrestrially, we would be like it would be like when Stern came to town because everything's so fucking watered down. We would just be such a breath of fresh air. All men would flock to us. And that's exactly what regular radio needs. Regular radio needs something different because you've ran all of your talent away.
They have. You couldn't be more right. And I'll stream it. I don't care. I got 7 cell phones hooked up to a Bluetooth with a...
With a router chaser and a Scrambler 9000. There you go, buddy. I love you. Thank you for Greg, fellow fat ass, white fat ass.
Greg from Canada, $50 super chat.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Canadian.
Oh, that is Canadian, is it not?
Yes. Yeah, it's about $6.
$6 is $6, my friend. Please.
At least not the ruble.
I'm trying to get Will. One of the reasons why we are going to have a decent month of March is because merch, those signs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. If we get an employee bonus check this for March, it will mostly be because of the signs.
Your sign check.
We were off. We were off, you know, a week for Twitch. Mm-hmm. Now we're off the last week and a half on Facebook. So March technically should be disastrous, but I think it's going to end up being pretty good,
salvageable.
Actually. We had a good Bubba 199.
Sure did.
So, I don't know. I am just so fucking mad about this. I really am. And more importantly, Blitz, because I really realistically shouldn't be talking about it because it empowers the fucks that do it.
Right, yeah. Well, this morning when we talked, we both agreed that we weren't going to talk about it.
No, but then I kind of made a decision, be like, well, if I don't talk about it, then we don't do anything about it, and there's no punishment.
But what is the punishment?
Right,
the punishment is let some of these people that are orchestrating or know about this suffer what we're going through, and let's see how that affects their life. Or do I sit here and not do anything and just let them keep? And next thing you know, we lose fucking YouTube, and now they've picked four off. And the next thing you know, we never get back on OnlyFans. And the next thing you know, Facebook and YouTube never really give you an explanation as to why you're suspended for 90 days. Then the next thing you know, half of our business revenue, half of the way we make money, is now gone. If you fucking fight back, maybe they'll stop. They're not going to. If they're four for four, they're not going to stop now. Like, well, let's not talk about them. Maybe they'll go away. Motherfuckers ain't going away. Right? They haven't gone away since 2008 when all this shit started. Actually, all this really heavy-duty shit started the day the sex tape got released. That's the day that Tony Burton started his plan. The day he dropped it off Gawker is the day that he started this maniacal plan. To replace me with Mike Calta and to get Cox to fire me, to make me the bad guy, and then bury me so bad that I can never come back to Tampa and compete on the same level as him, making him number one. I mean, am I lying? I mean, I know it's uncomfortable to have to acknowledge, but am I lying? Am I embellishing? Or is that dead to fuck balls on what happened?
Ed Kelly, $49.99 super chat.
Blitz, your Johnny, call it like it is. I mean, then all that, then came the trolls, and if you remember, towards the last couple years on the bone, the trolls would fuck with me with Stingray Chevrolet and all my clients. Remember, mm-hmm. Last couple years that started in 12 and lasted until I left, and then started right back up when I went to Beasley. The same people. That's where all this started. I don't know where it ends, but I'm tired of biting my tongue and not saying anything. Hey, listen, getting me suspended from OnlyFans. Okay, that's no problem. We'll try to fight it. We're not going to say much. Getting me thrown off Twitch for a week. That's bullshit. That's complete bullshit. And they're succeeding. That's the bad thing about it. They have figured out how to do it. So where does it stop? I'll tell you where it stops. We don't have a job anymore. So as much as I'm bitching about it, I'm kind of trying to fucking hang on for dear life. So I think you're damned if you do, if you talk about it, because I probably shouldn't be talking about this. But what if I didn't talk about it?
It's on your mind.
I mean, Anna, what would you do if you were me?
Oh, God.
No, for real. Like, do you talk about it? Do you not talk about it? By not talking about it, and they continue to do it, now they're four for four? Or do you call them the fuck out, and hopefully that one of our guys can wreck some havoc with their world?
I agree that we should talk about it. I just don't know how much havoc you're going to create to some guy who literally like is an Uber Eats driver.
I don't think we're necessarily have the same target in mind. I'm thinking of a couple different shows that these people support.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. And I'm not advocating what you do to any type of show. You should enjoy every show. But if a show offends you, you should let it be known, including mine. Obviously, my show offends a lot of people. And they know the right buttons to click to get me put into a timeout. So, to each its own. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. What I'm saying, Blitz, is I'm sitting here fucking I'm tired of taking it.
Sure.
I've took it and took it and took it and took it and took it, and now I'm going to at least let people know what the fuck's going on. I'm just saying, we got banned from Facebook for 90 days because, somebody... No, I'm going to tell you who the fuck I think complained. And whatever. I've already said too much. I think it should be the shortest after show ever. I want to go home. I don't think any of us are in a really good mood right now.
It sucks.
It sucks. Everything sucks. I need to go put some headers on Tyler's race car. Maybe that'll make me feel better.
Oh, you didn't get run to it yesterday?
No. Uh-huh. I didn't feel good yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I didn't feel like
you
really
had a lot of rest, though.
Yeah, but I think I rested because I'm not feeling good.
Oh.
So, and probably a lot of it's, mental.
Stress.
I'm going through a lot right now. You know that one place I had to go meet yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not a fun place.
Not a fun place. And not the coolest people to deal with either.
No.
Uptight?
So fucking tight that I get there and they're like, we appreciate you coming here, but you didn't fill out the proper forms to have a face-to-face meeting with a person. I'm like, but I have an appointment. That's an appointment for you to come down here to fill out the forms. I'm like, are you okay? No problem. Oh.
So you never really got the meeting?
I filled out the forms in order for them to call me back in 5 to 7 business days to try to arrange a meeting.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the city of Tampa almost turned the water off to the building because Blitz, they told me not to pay last month's water bill because they were going to make an adjustment based on how many gallons we usually use compared to how many gallons that were dripping out of the bib.
Mm-hmm.
And so they told me don't pay it. So the guy comes. I literally have a guy here ready to fucking has a pipe wrench Willie.
Oh, nice.
And I have to go and call the water department of Tampa with a debit card. So he didn't pipe wrench me off. And I'm like, ma'am. She goes, I do see on your billing where there's supposed to be a
credit
60-day hold to determine what your gallon is. I'm like, well, then why are you fucking turning me off? You told me not to. She's like, I do. Yeah, this is not right. So I paid her $5.17 on my personal debit card, which means I have zero money right now. Hello?
Hey, Bubba.
What?
Have you ever thought about the idea, or Blitz, thought about the idea of doing like a Patreon?
Yeah, but we're so good at Twitch. We got Twitch dialed in so well that I don't like to fragment Twitch. I think that's our position, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's
somewhere we could go if we had to, but
yeah, I like what we have now. I like our Facebook. I mean, I'm sorry. I like Twitch being our primary distributed amongst terrestrial radio, and then after shows on Facebook and Twitch. I'm sorry, Facebook and YouTube. YouTube tending to be show-related and Facebook tending to be life-related. And then we throw podcasts in there of some exclusive podcasting, and we got 4, 5, 6 different ways to monetize this. And it's working out quite well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you've...
And then we sold 300 fucking signs and did really good. So, I mean, like, we kind of got our little equation down. Blitz will tell you, I really, really have, like, a very, very complex keeping score. Like, I really know where every fucking dollar's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but here's my thing, is that I've been listening to you. I'm 35 years old. I've been listening to you since I was 11. And people are going to follow you. You know, I subscribe on Twitch. I'm not very active on it, but I subscribe on Twitch. I'm a VAR. I went through the whole IO problem.
And thank you for that. And you know what? That's something I really need to start. That's something that I've kind of not paid enough attention to, and that's BAR. And that's the original OG moneymaker back in the day. Like, I really need to pay attention to that.
Yeah, no, I used to buy shirts for all my friends, and nice. You know, everyone just thinks it's just crap, but you know, that's to each their own. But I still, you know, still bought shirts.
Now hold on, now everybody, you bought Bubba Army shirts, and all your friends thought it sucked.
Oh yeah.
What would they? Because they think that I did Hogan Dirty.
They thought your program was horrible. No. The people you had on were bad. You couldn't interview.
The
quality was really bad, Bubba. My friends really just couldn't stand it.
Bubba.
Why did your friends hate me?
Well, I don't know how to put it, but they don't like.
Just say it, buddy.
They think that you're just trash shock jock, which is not necessarily the case anymore. I mean, I will tell you, like,
was this supposed to be an uplifting call?
Everybody, be quiet. Continue on. I love this.
I miss plenty of the old times, like when you guys used to play, instead of the hot mic, you would play like old Ned bits and stuff like that. And I get that you and Manson had a falling out. So.
Yeah, but it's a different generation as well. Yeah, like, people don't want to hear 4-minute, you know, prank phone calls.
No, and we would play those and people would complain. That's all they hear.
And then they would say, like, we want to hear hot mic. So I can't win for losing, buddy. And then, but your friends, they think I'm some hacky, like, you know, old shock jock kind of guy.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And what the fuck are they doing?
Hell if I know. I mean, most of them listen to NPR, which is fine. I mean, I listen to NPR.
That's gross. Nobody likes Fresh Air.
What's Harry
Fresh Air is actually not bad. But it's to me, like, I look at, and I know Anna listens to Sam Harris. You know, he's completely Patreon. He introduces himself where he says, you know, you have a choice. You can listen to ads and get a shortened version of the show, or pay a subscription and get the entirety with no ads.
Right, but I mean, Patreon has the same issues as anybody else.
I mean, I'm on Twitch now. I got that really, really streamlined, doing well. I'm not going to try to reinvent that streaming wheel. And then I have other ways to distribute, you know, stuff through Facebook and YouTube. And I really got it dialed in. I really do. I got things working. Podcast is doing well. Merchandise is doing well. Even though your friends think that I'm some hack-ass old fucking shock jock. You know otherwise that I have, you know, probably I've grown as a man. I've grown as a host. I'm a different person than I used to be. And the show is much different than it used to be.
Oh, it's a completely different show. And, you know, obviously I've grown up with you, 25 years, let's call it. I'm a completely different person. You know, when I was 19 years old, of course I thought that, shocking everything. Oh wait, we're not on terrestrial. I'm shocked the puss. All that stuff was good.
And I wish I could do it now, but society wouldn't even allow that. That was an era that we were in. And, you know, I think there's enough of the old Bubba still laying around that can maybe get some of the old school people excited. Sometimes I go into some old Bubba outbursts or things like that, but I've mellowed tremendously. My son's getting older. I'm trying to become a great dad, or, you know, stay a good dad. And my life has changed tremendously. I'm far more humble. I'm a different man. I really am. And you know what? Fuck your friends who think otherwise, that I am some hacky shock jock, those NPR fucking nerds. Tell them to come work on my fucking computer.
Yeah. I mean, I gave up on that about 10 years ago, to be honest, getting shirts for everyone. But, I'm still listening, and I don't know. There's things that I think the Bubba Army can do to come up with ideas, like listen to them all. Obviously, you know, you're saying no to my idea, which is fine. Listen,
let me just stop you. Save both of us some time. This isn't call me up and tell me what the fuck to do. This is listen to what I'm saying and fucking go react accordingly. I got it down. I don't need to be on Patreon. I could pick up some more terrestrial stations, but I got my shit down pretty good. I mean, we're making a good living. We got good distribution. I just am getting fucked with by some people. That's the problem. I don't need a bunch of people telling me how to reinvent the wheel. I'm not trying to be hard-headed or disrespectful, sir, but of course I've looked into the Patreon deal. It's not that much.
We're not saying we might not go there, but as of now,
yeah.
Yeah, no. I you're not going to offend me. It was just a thing that in the back of my head I was just like, I wonder if people would follow over. Now, can I present one more idea?
Yes, you sir could.
RC Hellman, okay. $49.99 super chat.
That's my boy right there. RC Hellman's hooking up 15 Twitter accounts right now. Hello, go ahead.
You're always worried about like bumping music and whatnot with copyright infringements. What if you got a local band to do music for you for your bump in?
Yeah, we could. I mean, there's only five of us, my friend, and you know, between all the different responsibilities we have, we don't have time to juggle a local band. But if a local band would want to submit some music to me, but just that whole copyright process in itself is pretty much a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
they have to contact ASCAP and BMI and all the aggregators of royalties and let them know.
It would be original music.
I understand that.
Original music.
I understand that, but there still could be potential red flags thrown up if it's similar to other music. You don't necessarily understand. It's all a big algorithm, you know, listening deal. And somebody could have their very own music that they play, you could still get flagged as it's similar to something else. It's a fucking pain in the ass, buddy. I feel like just going in dry, say fuck music.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, buddy. Well, love you. See you later.
Either way.
Bye-bye. See you later. No Patreon right now. This isn't Bill Burr. Not Bill Burr, please. So anyway, Anna, what do you think I should do? What do you think? What do you think about all this?
Yeah, Anna.
You haven't said a fucking thing except chew your nails off.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
I think that, well.
Hall of Famer, Grouper Lips, 49, Super Chat.
Love you, Group.
Thanks. What if we did say nothing next time this happens?
Okay.
Like, I'm just playing it from the other side.
Great. No problem. Hi, it's Bubba. Well, hey, why don't you be a listener and ask me, why aren't I on Facebook? Hello, it's Bubba. Who's this? Rhonda?
Yeah, it's Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hey, I was listening to you on Facebook. Why aren't you on Facebook anymore?
I can't get into it. I'm taking the high road.
Oh, he must have done something really dirty, Rhonda.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why Bubba, that shock jock.
Fucking hack. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Well, I'm just saying, hey, you've done it one way.
No,
I don't know if it's working.
I've been doing it and not acknowledging them for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And all right, so we just won't say anything. We'll just let them keep picking it off. And so then when I say, hey, Anna, we don't have Facebook, we don't have YouTube, and we're not selling any merchandise, and I don't think I can pay your salary anymore. Because I wasn't able to fight back.
I'm just talking strategy here, not about like what's right or wrong, but I don't know if they feel like you said emboldened. Yeah. I mean, you said that initially that it might embolden them.
Oh, they feel very emboldened,
you know,
but I mean, the damage is already done. It's not like I challenged them prior to any of their destruction. I've only reacted to their destruction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't say, you motherfuckers ain't good enough to get me canceled. I'm uncancelable.
No, but I think obviously they're trying to fuck with the business, but I think they also like the fact that it's getting under your skin and that it's upsetting you and it's stressing you out.
Okay, Anna, well, you know what? Unfortunately, I'm a human being and the show is a lot about my life,
mm-hmm.
and I can't fucking fake it much longer that this is disrupting my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I can sit here and be Johnny fucking, you know, fake boy, and But I'm a nervous wreck. And I think that the one show that puts its heart out on its sleeve more than any show is this one.
Absolutely. That's why I love being a part of it.
So that's why I'm not going to stop. When something's disrupting my business, something's calling me,
you have to talk
something,
about
something
it, yeah.
that's causing me this much angst, something that's bugging me and fucking with my head this bad, it's just in my DNA to have to talk about it.
Right.
I don't know that Blitz could come up with a handful of things that eventually I didn't talk about that have been disruptive in my life.
Right.
I mean, there's a couple of secrets that I just can't talk about, settlements and things like that.
Right, legally.
But other than that, I mean, everything. William Taylor, 20 cash.
No, it's on the Super Chat.
On the Super Chat. Thank you, William.
Thank you for being you.
So, Anna, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if I had a history of keeping a lot of things secret, a lot of people didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't go through my divorce with me. You didn't go through the sex tape scandal with me. You didn't go through the lawsuits with me. You didn't go through the breakups with me. You didn't go through the domestic violence injunctions. You didn't go through the, you know, I have a son. We didn't go through, you lost it all. We didn't go through all of that bullet. Had we not waded through all that the last 12 years, then I could say, hey, we probably should keep it quiet that we just got a 90-day Facebook deal. There's a group of trolls that are fucking with us right now, so let's just keep it all down. Maybe they'll go away. They haven't gone away since 2012. They've been fucking with me since then.
I understand that.
And then if you don't talk about it and the fucking Bubba Army finds out about it, then they're like, that fucking faking motherfucker. He tries to come in and act like he's Johnny. Oh, I like to fucking keep everything real. He didn't keep that real. So whatever.
Would the maybe middle ground be to state what happened but not harp on it?
I think harping on it would be the equivalent to what I've done. I mean, I think talking about it and stating what happened would be the equivalent to it happening in all of today's shows. I think harping at it would be continuing it to talk about it tomorrow.
Okay.
Give me a day to get it out of my system.
Okay.
It's a fresh wound.
Got it.
I'm pissed off. I got to talk to some of my people moving forward. So
I'm going to find out what the actual problem was first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a very fresh wound. It's happening. It's really got me pissed off and I'm talking about it. But I shouldn't harp on it, but it's also my nature to harp on things.
Michael Cozolito, 49
that's
super chat.
Fat, that's super fat bubble light. Yeah, yeah, sure, sure. Yeah. So what I'm saying, like, you know, like today I got into the sex tape. I mean, I harbor shit. And you know what, Anna? I'm not trying to challenge you, but I don't know that you could fucking walk a day in my shoes.
Probably not.
I'm just saying all the shit that's hitting you at all the times, and then having to manage people, and it's tough. How can I manage people when I can't even manage myself?
Meself.
Polk County Pretty, $50 cash. People.
Thank you, buddy. All right, so it's 11 o'clock or so. I think it's time for us to leave. I'm just in a bad mood. I'm not trying to be argumentative.
You got headers to do.
I'm not trying to be argumentative towards you, Anna.
No, you are. You're very
kind. I just don't agree with your position.
Oh no,
I'm not, a little bit more aggressive than you are.
I'm not stating what I want to do or would do as the right answer. I'm just making suggestions.
Right. And everybody, thank you for your suggestions. Everybody knows what the fuck they need to do. That's my official statement. And Blitz, I don't think you can get in trouble for that.
I think you should get on Channel 23 on the CB and do your show there.
Yeah.
Here, breaker, breaker.
For everybody scoring at home, this is my official position. I don't think you can get in trouble for it. Attention, Bubba Army. You know what you need to do.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. You need to send another megaphone is what you need to do.
That was literally a mic drop.
Now, Blitch, you know what you need to do could very well be interpreted. You need to do the right thing and be a gentleman.
Don't speed.
Right.
Stop at a stop
sign. You know what
signs.
You need to do.
Yeah,
and
it's not
you know what?
Way at all.
And be good at it.
Yeah.
There you go. You know what you need to do.
Be a good human.
And be good at it. And I got your back, so finally you need to get mine. And finally, what do you got for me, sir? I got two calls, and I'm going to change some headers.
Hey, Bubba, it's Hot Carl. Don't Google me. hey, man, it's just, hey, So I just wanted to point something out. I'm not going to go into like full detail, but it, you know, I kind of have a feeling the person that's one of the people that might be trying to mess with you.
But don't mention. But don't mention. Don't mention any names. I don't want to target anybody at all.
No. Yes, sir. I'm going to be very, very discreet with my description here. No names. But there was like a time, like I think it was last year. You know, several months ago that you're on air morning show and, this guy called in and you guys were all in a great mood. It was an awesome show. And this guy just comes in and like I said, I'm gonna be discreet, but he tried to like try you about the whole, like your foundation thing. And like, he had such descriptive detail that he did the research. And like he really like went out of his way to find like documentation and stuff. And if you do you remember what I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
he was I personally borrowed a few thousand dollars against my foundation that I've slowly tried to pay back. And I haven't paid back in full, but I'm pretty close. And it's that type of guy that does that type of research, that listens to a couple different programs and fucks with me. And you got
to say one more thing.
But yes, you're exactly right. That's the kind of guy that's fucking with me right now. Yes.
So there's that, and then also, I just want to let you know, I listen to you every single morning. My dad, I grew up listening to you in the car with my dad and stuff. And dude, I'm telling you right now, people like and I am gonna say this name, and it's someone that calls the show all the time, and I'm just gonna call him out. That dude Gary I haven't heard from him in a while, but that guy that calls in, I have personally, you know, there's some times where I just flip through the station and nothing else is on and I hear another show. That dude calls other stations, man.
Oh, we know.
He's a caller pig, and he's called Calta before. He's called I don't think he's called Drew, but like, dude, people like that, you got to watch out for, because and you know what, dude? The main morning guy, I'm going to tell you this right now. He definitely is petty enough to the point where he has these minion freaking losers.
Trust me. That's where the majority of it's coming from, buddy.
Bro, I'm telling you, you know what, dude? And just hear me out. That's the last thing I'll say. I've heard him talk about before, and he thinks he's a big shot and cool about it, that when he lived back in New York and he worked in this warehouse that was run by the mafia. He's like this guy that does all these public PA things, and then he talks about how his boss had him put like breaker clean fluid and spray it on like this guy, and his boss told him like, oh, you got to punch this guy in the like shaking people down like in the warehouse. He's shady, and he has I think he does have connections to people that can get some stuff done. I'm not talking like
buddy.
Like
his agent is the one that distributed the Gawker sex tape, my friend. So
I know, brother. Dude,
so there you go.
I fanboy out on this stuff, and every time your name ever gets brought up, whether it's family or friends and we talk about you, I make sure to tell the true story.
Okay.
And I hope one day you do get like a badass documentary, because I think it would be a hit. And dude, keep your chin up. And like, I think your best plan of action is to address it, but also kind of don't let it show.
No, today will be the last day, my friend. Today's a day I got it out, and tomorrow will be a new show. I mean, it's Thursday. It's No Panties Thursday tomorrow. Please.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, buddy. I'll be free balling, and Lummy, you'll be free balling. Hopefully, I'll be Buff Muffin tomorrow.
I'll be Buff Muffin.
So I'll be Buff Muffin as well.
It doesn't even sound natural for you to say it.
I've never heard that before.
Buff Muffin, Daddy.
Buff Muffin.
Papa.
I'll be Commando.
You got to call Johnny Frato. You know what to do.
That's
When
Bubba said that, I thought the same thing.
Johnny Frato's a good man, my friend.
Rest in peace.
But Johnny Frato Jr. is still alive.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, this is Gary. Good morning. Tell that fuckface he's going to get sued for slander.
Well, Gary,
he said shit about you.
Gary, I didn't.
No, I think he said you called other shows, which you do.
Just to call the bone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you call one of the shows.
He was implying that I'm the one that ratted you out.
No, I didn't take, Gary, to be honest with you, I didn't take it like that at all.
I didn't either, Gary.
I just took it that you call other shows. That's all I took it, buddy. And I don't have a problem with that at all.
Yeah, I call your show 10 times more than I call anybody else.
Well, Gary, did you hear me? I did not believe or co-sign any what that guy said about you at all, did I?
I don't know. I didn't hear that part. I was calling you. But, yeah, like I was saying, I call your show 10 times more than anybody else.
Gary, I will tell you this. Gary, I will tell you this. I know that you and I disagree on some shit, but you're a man, and if you had a direct problem with me, you would contact me. You wouldn't be a chicken shit and contact my provider or my platform. You're a guy that'll pick up the phone and address me as a man. I would never think that you would do such a thing, ever.
Well, that's true, because that's what I did to SBK. I talked to him, told him he was full of poop, and
that's your right. That's your right. And I don't think that you're the kind of pussy guy to hide behind an anonymous screen and create havoc for a guy. I think you're the kind of guy to pick up the phone and talk
shit,
to
Gary
them.
Uses his real name.
Yeah, Gary ain't afraid of shit. Mm-hmm. Gary, never did you ever cross my mind, would you,
Gary,
cross my mind?
Sorry. Florida Stanley.
You got sniped, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, Gary.
But I love you, buddy.
Thank you for bringing in the money.
And with that, I'll say goodbye. Kyle, thank you so much. Thank you for the snipe, guys. We'll be back tomorrow. This will be buried. I will not bring it up. You guys know what you need to do. Act like a gentleman accordingly, or a gentlelady accordingly. And tomorrow is a new day. Have a good one.